Lord, I lift your name on high. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. Lord, I love to sing your praise. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message. We want us to go to Matthew chapter 25. And then we are going to look at how we can love Jesus. How we can love Jesus. I know that you love Jesus. That is why you are in church or you are listening to me. But we all have our own ways of loving Jesus. How does Jesus want us to love him? There are six things that I'm going to share with us that are going to describe how to love Jesus. So in Matthew chapter 25, Jesus Christ is teaching us something that borders on the kingdom of God. Specifically, he is teaching us how to inherit the kingdom. He says that we can inherit the kingdom through proper relationship with the nation of Israel. Look at verse number, the whole scripture in context is best if you read from verse 31. That is verse 31 to 46. But I want us to look at 34 to 36. Where I'm going to share the word of God about how to love Jesus from. The Bible says, then the king will say to those on his right hand, come, you blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Please underline, inherit the kingdom. Jesus says that the kingdom has been prepared from the foundation of the earth.
Now, yes, you see, Ahinye nuno wa yadada. Efi eliasi na unenasha.
Verse 35. For I was hungry and you gave me food.
Wasi na kwamu deme na muma mediame.
I was thirsty and you gave me drink.
Na kwamu deme na muma nisio.
I was a stranger and you took me in.
Na mi yahoho na muzi mi ba muncha.
I was naked and you clothed me.
Na mi sashe na muma ni atare.
I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I want you to note some six things in this passage you have
just
read. Please underline hungry. From verse 35. And thirsty. Stranger. Naked.
Dadaja.
Sick.
Yare.
And then prison. And
if you are sick.
Those are the six things we are going to talk about. Now, let's look at verse 39. Or when did we seek you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer and say to them, assuredly I say to you, assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me. Jesus says that I was hungry, I was thirsty, I was a stranger, I was naked, I was sick, I was in prison, and you ministered to me. And the righteous said, when did we see you in this bad condition, and then we ministered to you? That is what verse 40 comes in. It says that, in as much as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, it's talking about the Jewish people. You did it to one of them, or one of the least of them. He says that you did it to me. That is how I want to be loved.
Now, what would be said, Sarah? Everybody is comedy or comedy without the Jauka de Fiasse. Now we shall say, now we are, and maybe now we're not to why a Babe Sawana, a Bashaw, and into Woka. Now, Christo Yami say, and Mamma Yama, when we come back, and now why Yaman, and now come back, and I want to come for Jew for him.
So in Matthew chapter 25, Jesus is teaching us how to relate with his brethren, the Jewish people. And he says that as you do it to them, that is a sign that you are doing it to me.
Now, say,
but I want you to note before we started that these six ways have a direct relationship with enjoying the kingdom in the highest way possible.
Now,
ladies and gentlemen, there are how many? Four or so ways that Jesus Christ described how to relate to the kingdom of God. First of all, he says, seek it. Seek the kingdom. Secondly, he said, find it or see it. He said, except a person is born of water and of the spirit, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven.
What time?
The spirit.
And this is soon. And that she shall all
so you can seek the kingdom.
And it will be to me, she shall
and who else is seek the kingdom?
And I can seek the kingdom.
And then you can see the kingdom with your eyes, or spiritual eyes, that is, as it were. You can see it.
So now that you do when you are saying yes, soon, and I and the kind, and you are here.
So when you seek, you find, right? You see it. What you are searching for.
And it is a washisha with the Wadia, I ran out when she shall lose.
So he says, seek it.
It was a shisha.
And then he says, see it.
And was see who?
And then he mentions entering the kingdom.
And was also who the Wadia Ahimi anymore.
Seek it, see it, enter it.
Was a shisha. Who the Wadia?
The last way you relate with the kingdom of God is to inherit it.
Yeah, talk to a crown, sir.
That is the highest level of relating with the kingdom of heaven. Because inheriting the kingdom means that you own it, you possess it.
Now, say, because I saw the way I would dear. I did not know woman, yeah, I would dear.
Then the kingdom and its blessings is at your beck and call because you are the owner. There are people who have entered the kingdom of heaven, but they have not inherited it.
So good.
There are people who are seeking the kingdom, but they have not entered it. Ladies and gentlemen, the highest way you can relate with the kingdom of heaven is to inherit it. It's like you inherit the building, it is yours. You can command the people in the building and all of the blessings, you can say, bring me this resource from the kingdom, and it is at your beck and call.
Now, ube to me, na a dancer would dear, na dine, I would have been more high. Utu me cut your loss of Farentis, kind of Fabiano. We went to see kind of electricity. As I say, you would get in our pet, and I'll bet you.
What we are learning today,
I dare you, Shannon, Nano.
is about inheriting the kingdom. Jesus shows us how to inherit it. How to command all the blessings of the kingdom. How the armies of the kingdom will be at your beck and call.
As
you are on this earth, there is a blessing of the kingdom that you can enjoy. And Jesus is teaching us 6 ways to inherit the kingdom. First of all, he says that I was hungry. And you gave me food. Wow.
Hey.
Now, I want us to look at all the 6 things he underlined. We will see that all of them, it relates to the physical survival.
Now,
physical survival of the nation of Israel or the Jewish people. Look at it, hungry, thirsty, stranger, naked,
Abaja,
sick,
Daria,
prison,
Efiasi.
They are all physical. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So what he is saying to us,
that
the way that you must love him, is to ensure the physical survival of the nation of Israel. Physical survival.
Because
your spiritual survival is in the hands of God. But throughout history, there has been an orchestration from the camp of the devil to destroy them physically. So that physically they are pushed to a corner and we do not know them. We do not know their identity. They are just hidden. So that is what I want you to understand. Look at the book of Romans chapter 15. And then verse 27.
Romans 15:27.
The Bible says, it pleased them indeed. And they are debtors. For if the Gentiles have been partakers of their spiritual things, their duty is also to minister to them in material things. If we have benefited from the Jewish people, Jesus has come through the Jewish line, and the Bible is a book authored by Jewish people. The Bible says that we must minister to them in material things. In other words, your physical survival must be our top priority. But ladies and gentlemen, in pursuing your physical survival, you can be torn between two. To go religion righteousness, or to go kingdom righteousness. Religious righteousness means that, well, those people, they should be shrunk to a little place in the Middle East. The kingdom righteousness is for them to have all their land that God promised unto them.
na mama hini ene kwa ene se anka sasya wanyame eshe bodema wamunu omu benyani yina.
But in pursuing that one,
nesu eme wamu to akosa kwa ene
in pursuing kingdom righteousness,
ene wamu yile sa hini ene tri nini bedejino
about the brothers of Jesus.
Ah, aye yesu eni anomunu.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are going to come straight against human kind of thinking that says that, well, let us divide Jerusalem into two and all that.
And then I don't go do pen sobia when you part Gia and that was said, let Jerusalem and also our hobby.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
We will come to that human understanding that, okay, for the sake of peace, Jerusalem is nobody's capital. Tel Aviv should be the capital of Israel and leave Jerusalem alone because it's a contentious state. That is religious righteousness. That is righteousness using human thinking that if two people are struggling over one place, then don't give it to anybody. Nobody should claim it as their capital. But that is religious righteousness. And when you take that stance, you are limiting how you can inherit the kingdom.
Wow. Now see, and now you know I have told you for to say that ya now when you are sama wa mumu benyano, ya bet me kodu pampen subia when nipa bet me at some wakase. So Jerusalem na ya how dia ya far my way ya far my way ya disi wase asase anywhere. Now so when ya far journey dia and then now he ni mumu dia pana wase wunyano wunya esanse na wato aku nipa ajenesu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I told you that what I'm going to share with you, it may not make human sense or religiously may not look right, but as far as the kingdom is concerned, that is right.
Now, me shall say, asama na ya ba de chene nyadi asa wudi nipa adjene tuhua, wudaka say, ye nyemom, e ya hinye ni tri nene kwaino, and wana ya fasum.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It was when our Lord Jesus comes again in his kingdom.
Say Christo Ebba wana hinye ni mwa.
Jerusalem will not be divided into two.
Enyadia Jerusalem yebe chemi mienu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The nations of the earth will be around.
Na enyasi aman amen yina abe wohodi.
But Jerusalem will be for the Jewish people.
Nasu Jerusalem yebe jawa majufu.
And Jerusalem is going to be one. And Jesus is going to rule from that place over the whole earth.
Na Jerusalem beya biya bakwa yesu betina ho.
That is kingdom righteousness. That is righteousness that enhances the rule or the kingdom of God. But now believers are torn between two. What is humanly right? I mean, okay, Tel Aviv is your capital. And then we are going to split Jerusalem into two according to the 1947 Accord, United Nations Security Council Accord, you know, so that the Palestinians also have a homeland.
Now, when you pass the same, you are almost a massa, say, and you say, oh, my Christopher, you're doing me, and you say, okay, Israel minus a how or so, would you from Mufa Talitlo? And then, Mufa Mudia. Now, Jerusalem, Kronia, Chamu, Palestinians from Fafa. Na mususumu fafa ama kwa bani se ya beka se Palestina fondi ni bebiti.
Ladies and gentlemen, which side are you on?
Na ye bisasa hifa na wewa.
Are you pursuing religious righteousness?
Ana so wudu wanipa susu eti ni yechi ana.
That's human right unto a man.
Ah, wanipa nisu eya ana.
At the end of.
Na esu na yue ya.
At the race of death.
Eya onwo ana.
Are you pursuing kingdom righteousness?
Na esu wudu ahunye tri ni nechi.
That's human wrong in the sight of a man.
Ah, ya bani wanipa nisu.
At the end of.
Na esu na yue ya.
At the race of life.
Eya wanyakupa.
At the race of life.
God.
And what the kingdom of heaven recognizes that it must be on earth.
So
the physical survival of Israel must be your passion. Especially in this day and age,
in 2016
December,
for the
first time since
1947,
the United States refused to use their veto.
US for
to protect Israel's in land territory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So now the world is faced with what do we do with these Jewish people?
And then
the world, the nations of the world are all against the Jewish nation. As far as they are inheriting the territorial expanse of land that God has promised them. Ladies and gentlemen, that is why I'm asking you, which side are you on? Because Jesus is about to come as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords anytime soon. And he's going to divide the nations, he's going to put some on the left and some on the right, depending on the way that they relate with his brothers in this crucial time where they feel like they have been betrayed by everybody and no human being understands them. And every human being is using religious righteousness and logic to say, let's divide it, two-state solution and all that. Where do you stand?
And it's in a movie, sir, and my miss, yes, when 10 hour day. Sasamia, bay, a mammy, you know, you'd be on with Christo Ba, what they are minding with the cook, they come any fan. As I get on with your mammy, Israel, Waddle. Maybe, sir, sir, Anna, so I hear from the original.
He says we should seek their material or physical survival.
Well, see, yes, she should acquire one more bit to me at Sina Ankasa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow. When we do that,
say it to me, yes, sir.
We may not find it.
But when
but he says, seek it.
Yes,
look for it. Pursue it.
Let
your prayers, let your heart, and let your voice be for it.
Now,
let your material blessing be for their physical survival. So that the kingdom of God can come. I'll show you as we end it. But ladies and gentlemen, the second way that we can love the Jewish people, apart from their physical ministering material things to them and ensuring their physical survival in their promised land, the second way is to feed them. Jesus said, I was hungry and you gave me food. The first mention of food, description of food in the Bible is in Genesis chapter 3.
Now, a bread kaya when you cook can be before Bianu or Genesis 3.
There we understood that food stands for revelation.
Now, what you said, Bianu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because when our first parents ate the tree of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, as soon as they put the food in their mouth,
the
Bible says their eyes were opened. In other words, the food word revelation. So food in the Bible is talking about revelation. Bread is revelation.
By
the law of first mention. If there is anything that the Jewish nation needs, it's revelation. Revelation of who? Of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because they don't recognize Jesus. The Bible says their eyes have been blinded to see Jesus. It is because God wants to open the eyes of Gentiles to see Jesus. That is why they have been blinded to see and recognize Jesus as the Redeemer of the world, as their Messiah, as the one who came or whom they should look up to.
And you think I have found when you said by a woman who said, yes, you mean me, I want to be a Jew, you are singing. Yes, you mean I think when you are a fellow son in
the So among the Jewish people,
and you think you're a Jew from one.
Less than 2% of the Jews in the Holy Land of Israel are believers.
Now, we should do for you now. You come on, Boma. You come on, Ham, you look at. And they hear Christ.
The majority do not believe Jesus. They don't even see him or recognize him.
In fact, it
is so amazing.
Hey, Papa.
That whereas our eyes are open to Jesus, they have been blinded. They don't have any revelation about Jesus.
Now, when you
there was a lack of food. Jesus said, I stand at the door and knock. If you open the door, I'll come inside. And when I come among you, what I'm going to do is I'm going to dine with you.
Now, yes, you see me, Jawop, when you see me, Bob. Now, so what be my mother, Nami Bama, me know that things are edited.
I'm going to give you a revelation of myself.
Now, Mabba, Nama, Dabi, where did you tell?
If there is any ministry we have for the Jewish people,
now, sir, why do I have a bit to me about you for now?
It is for those of us whose eyes have been opened to pray that their eyes will also be open.
And you say, Yanuma, when you put a day, and you want to, Yababa, pray yourself, what must you when you meet a day,
so that they will see Jesus?
I'm a woman who yes.
I said, so that they will see Jesus.
You see, I'm a woman who yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
They need a revelation of Jesus. Jesus said that my people, my brothers, they are hungry about my revelation. So we need to reveal Jesus to them. It is only those who see who can tell the blind what they see.
I tell them
so that the blind can also have a picture
or
a revelation of what they were not seeing at
rest.
So that is one way of loving Jesus.
And it's clear about first what they used
to reveal him to his brothers.
So what done they
pray that their eyes will be opened.
So that one prayer say when you are the
hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants it so.
When you are
so we must do it at this time.
And it was say a young was Sunday.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The second way that we can love Jesus, that we can inherit the kingdom, is to minister water unto the Jewish people. Jesus said, secondly, I was thirsty and you gave me drink. This drink is talking about the Holy Spirit. The Bible says in the book of John chapter 8 verse 37 or so, that the Holy Spirit is supposed to be like a river in our belly. What I must flow out. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have the Holy Spirit. Living inside of you.
Up to you.
The Bible says, like a river, he must flow out.
Now, Bible no say to say to three, now what's that?
Where must he flow out to?
And you find what's that?
He must flow out to the desert places.
I was say, you did quite a strange
thing. He must flow out to the place where the people are thirsty.
I was say, you're not a fear, you're not a baby, so come with this out.
That is why you must minister the Holy Spirit, who is the drink or the water, to the thirsty people of Israel.
And what I was say, Sasha, so come with me, you're so wrong.
They need the Holy Spirit more than ever before. Especially at this time that everybody, the whole United Nations Security Council, For the nations of the world have forsaken them. They need a comforter. The comfort of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said that the Holy Spirit, when he comes, will reveal him. Or will testify of him. That is why you need to minister the Holy Spirit. Like a river from your belly. And you need to say that, Lord, no. And satisfy the thirst of your people. Let the Holy Spirit reveal Jesus. Let the Holy Spirit testify of Jesus. Because the blindness that they have is such that a human being cannot open their eyes. It is only the Holy Spirit who can open their eyes. When I went to the Holy Land, I was awed by the things that I saw. But these are the people who are residing there who think that it is nothing at all.
Now, me call Israel as in me, you know, maybe I'm not a Yama Hobno. Now, so I'm going to swim there. I'm going to say, I'm going to say,
when I got to the River Jordan area,
now I'm going to Jordan swim.
I said to myself, I have been baptized in water before. But is this the Jordan that Elisha parted? Is this the Jordan that Naaman went into and dipped, and then he came looking like a baby in the skin?
Is this
the Jordan that John the Baptist was baptizing people? Is this the Jordan that the Ark of the Covenant split into two? Is this the Jordan that my Lord, my Redeemer, my God in flesh went under physically? I said to myself, I will be baptized.
Hey, and what
me? Oh, I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell, and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.